Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And with us this morning, we have Jenny Cross, who's the Senior Manager of Sustainability with Mohawk. How are you doing, Jenny?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. So I understand you had a big night last night. You announced your GreenWorks Dealer of the Year award at a dinner celebration in Atlanta.
We did. Yeah, it was a great night. It was a long night, and you caught me a little tired. But
yeah. All right. Well, tell me... This is a neat idea you guys decided to do this award. How did this come about?
Well, we were talking about how do we find a way to help educate the retail community and even consumers in sustainability, true sustainability, not our products, but how to become a more sustainable business. And in talking, you know, internally, we decided probably the best way to do it is have dealers talk to each other. We can tell them a lot of things. They may not listen to it, but they'll listen to each other. Mm-hmm. So we looked for best practices, and Dealer of the Year was born.
Okay.
And basically, we wanted to recognize sustainable efforts in the retail community, and that's what we're doing.
All right, so you made the decision you wanted to have this, and then you put the word out that anybody that wants to provide an entry and mm-hmm. fill out some kind of entry form,
right.
and so actually it was a volunteer. Then you didn't go out and pick somebody.
No,
they just volunteered to be in the running.
Yep.
And then you had, I guess, judges that.
Yeah,
were involved.
We had two independent judges, with a third if we wound up having a tie.
Okay.
One is Karen Raymer. She runs a business in Atlanta that is ecologically sound home furnishings, and Karen herself is very much affected by asthma and toxins, and so she had a hard time furnishing her own home.
Mm-hmm.
So she started a business to help people like her furnish their homes in a very healthy manner, an ecologically sound one. The other is David Cross, and David is a principal in a company called Abio Partners. And it's a consulting firm that focuses on sustainable business practices and taking green theories into practice for people like Samsung and Coke and others.
Okay. So did you have to engage your third
No,
judge?
We didn't.
Okay.
I mean, it was totally unanimous what
oh,
we wound
fantastic.
Up with.
Well, tell me a little bit about the criteria that you used to
judge. Well, if you look at sustainability, I mean, true sustainability, it's a stool of sorts, and it has three legs to it. And the mm-hmm. first is the economic component. And you have to have a strong business that's growing, that's going to maintain through the years.
Okay, so economically sustainable.
Economically yeah. sustainable,
right.
Absolutely. And then within that is the community. So all of these dealers work within a community. They want to be the brand in the community. They want to be known.
Yeah.
And what are they doing to help keep their people around them sustained, whether it's working with someone like Habitat or... working Komen and different green events, educating people in their marketplace, those different things from the community aspect. And then, of course, the environmental. I mean, if they look at their own stores, what are they doing to reduce energy consumption? Have they looked at solar power? Have they done energy audits? Are they reclaiming carpet? There's a lot that dealers can be doing on the environmental front, and I think that's the part that they sort of know.
Right.
It's the other things that I don't think they really ever put together.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to be a fly on the wall with the judges, because I just sat in the back corner and I let them go at it. They read it. They knew exactly what was in the entry, and that's it.
Okay.
There weren't any sales involved in this. There mm-hmm. weren't any, oh, this is a great dealer, wink, wink.
Yeah.
They just read it and decided this pile, that pile, this pile, that pile.
Yeah.
And I would hear every once in a while, wow, this one really gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time I heard, oh, I shouldn't cry so early, because some of the sustainable community stories are really, really powerful.
Uh-huh. Now, did they have to be, I know you have aligned dealers, did they have to be an aligned?
No, absolutely not.
So anybody out there, mm-hmm. Regardless of the type of relationship they have with Mohawk, could have entered this thing.
Right, and there are people that got nominated that may not know it,
uh-huh.
because our territory managers might have nominated them.
Oh, okay.
So we did find that some dealers, actually the nomination, the finalists at the award ceremony were all ones that nominated themselves.
All right.
They weren't nominated by a territory manager.
Okay.
They did it themselves. And it was very clear that right. they take a lot of pride in their business.
Okay. So did you have enough entries? I mean, was there any problem with the number of entries you
no,
had?
No, there wasn't a problem with the number of entries. Some of them didn't quite meet all the criteria.
Right.
So when you boiled it all down, we had 24 really, really solid entries that hit all three criteria. And then from that, the judges picked the three that are top three. And we had a few that were really close.
Mm-hmm.
We had Floor Masters out on the West Coast. We had a Canadian entry called End of the Roll. And we also had a small outfit called O'Brien's that was really doing some great things. Mm-hmm. So we did sort of have a top six, but okay. from an honorable mention and a dealer of the year, there were three.
All right. Well, so that's what you had, two honorable mentions, and I'm dying to know, you know. So why don't you give us the two honorable mentions first?
Well, the first, oddly enough, our two honorable mentions are both from Michigan.
Michigan, which is a depressed area.
It is a depressed area, but oddly enough, I found out at Greenville this week that the two cities that are primarily supporting the USGBC and green efforts, one is L.A. I don't think anybody's very surprised about that.
Right.
The other is Grand Rapids, Michigan, of all places.
How about that?
So when I look back, I'm like, well, this makes total sense. Uh-huh. But one is Carpet Bonanza, Zeeland, Michigan.
Okay,
and,
Carpet Bonanza.
Yeah, and David Michela is the owner of that. All and right. they're doing a lot on the area of recycling, but they don't have a way to recycle carpet. So they're taking it, getting what's usable, donating it to Restore for Habitat for Humanity as being reused. So even though they don't have a typical way of doing it, mm-hmm. they're finding another way. So okay. they're innovative in their thinking there. Very involved in their community, doing some great things internally with changing out their light bulbs and different things like that. So they're a great candidate.
All right.
The other is Michigan Tile and Carpet.
Okay.
They are out of Battle Creek, Michigan. And this group, their entry was great because every member of their team signed it. So it's ownership from the bottom up.
So everybody in the whole business is into
it. And that's what impacted the judges. They said, you know what, this is a group that says this is important to everybody. Right. Everybody buys into it. They have it set up so that if you don't have recycling at your home, you can bring it in.
Yeah.
And just, you know, leave it with them. They also have just done just some totally incredible, again, innovative things with the things that they can't recycle themselves. Shipping peanuts. They take them back to the UPS store and they say, use them again.
Oh, really?
You know, uh-huh. people don't necessarily think that. Uh-huh. So Hans Stark and his crew have done a great job over there.
Okay. And then, so did these two in Michigan, did they know each other?
I don't think so,
okay.
no.
Right.
They, oddly enough, are both Floorscapes dealers, so uh-huh. they could have crossed paths.
Yeah.
But they're not in the same marketplace. They don't deal with the same clientele necessarily.
Okay, that's fantastic. So who's the grand prize winner?
Well, our grand prize winner is a veteran. It's Mike Hughes from Kelly's Carpet in Omaha.
Okay.
And
I know them.
Mike and his wife Jody and what they're doing there, it's impressive because
they even have a school teacher, an educator going out.
That was it. I will tell you, that is what bowled over the judges. Kelly's is the one that made the judge cry because there was a note in there from one of the kids that sat through one of the courses that just said, you're a great person, you're a green friend. I mean, you can't really say any more than that. But they do. They have a master's degreed educator on staff that goes around in the community and teaches people about green.
Yeah.
Not necessarily flooring, but about green.
Right.
And the pictures and the different projects that they do, from their community standpoint, there's no doubt.
I actually know their story because we recently ran a little bit on them in Floor Focus magazine, and I was super impressed. So that's neat.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, it was interesting the way the judges chose and what they picked out, but everybody was very consistent in looking at all three approaches, looking at all legs of the stool, if you will. And that was really what the contest was all about, is how are you building your business and how are you keeping it maintained? And these three, I mean, I did think that the carpet industry was doing a great job, but I absolutely know it now.
Right.
I absolutely know it. The caliber of the submissions we had for Greenworks Dealer of the Year, regardless, were outstanding.
Right.
These three, I mean, creme de la creme, absolutely.
Well, that's fantastic. So last night you brought all three of these dealers down to Atlanta?
I did. And, of course, we offset those with carbon credits from TerraPass. So
It
was a carbon neutral event. Yeah. Let me go ahead and say that.
All right.
But they did all come in very enthusiastically. In addition to the award that they get, they also, Kelly's got $5,000 towards a sustainable cause or project. So let's say Mike decides he wants to put solar panels in, then that $5,000 can go towards his project. The honorable mention's got $1,000 to do the same.
Okay.
So they're very excited about it. It was a great recognition for them and for their teams. I mean, their teams put a lot of work into this.
Well, kudos to Mohawk for coming up with this idea because, you know, on the commercial side of the business, we've been seeing this kind of thing going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is the first, I think, as far as I know, this is the first retailer sustainability. I know you're calling it the Greenworks Deal of the Year Award, but, I mean, this is the first one of its kind that I know about.
It is, and you know, next year is going to be bigger and better. The one thing I can say to the retail community is don't be modest.
Yeah.
You know, I think they have a tendency to be modest. Tell your story, tell it boldly, and that's what these guys did.
Yeah.
They told everything they could possibly think of and backed it up. So that when you put that in front of a judge, all they can say is, wow. Yeah. And that's what they said.
All right, as far as getting the word out about this, are you going to put out some kind of an announcement in writing so that these other dealers can almost look and see, you know, as a almost role model of here's what it takes to win this kind of award?
Yeah, the press releases are going out, and the dealers that were awarded also got local press releases. So their people in their market will know what they're doing as well, if they don't already. Uh-huh. So that will be going out. You know, people like you coming and talking to me, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Florida. So, yes, and it will become an annual event with us, and it will be every fall that we do this.
Yeah.
And so start thinking about next year's nomination right now.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Jenny Cross, and we've been talking about the Greenworks Dealer of the Year Award that happened last night. Jenny Cross is the Senior Manager of Sustainability at Mohawk, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloraDaily.net.